First came the night, then came the dawn. Now comes the most eagerly awaited day in horror film history. George A. Romero's Day of the Dead.
We've been punished by the Creator. He visited a curse on
us. Hello! Is anyone there?
For the few remaining, their only hope of survival is to find a cure.
You're wasting time trying to define what's happening.
But the odds are against them.
We're in the minority now. Something like 400,000 to one by my calculations.
And so is Captain Rhodes.
Anybody else have any questions about the way things are going to run around here from now on?
Their one chance is Bub.
It's working on instinct. A deep, dark, primordial instinct.
But their time is running out.
They can be fooled, don't you see? They can be tricked into being good little girls and boys. Same way we were tricked into it on the promise of some reward to come.
But when the tricks wouldn't work...
They're learning.
Their world fell apart. The dead shall have their day. Day of the Dead.
Extraordinary, isn't it?
People, welcome to Throwback Tuesday, episode 45. Your host, the phenomenal one, MoviesPostPodcast.com, of course, the mature one.
Okay, this is Z from the fancritic.com.
Z's always saying that nigger, he's constantly saying that every time, whatever. He's always... he's putting down black people. He just told me he just fired a 15-year-old black person because he said because he was too dark or something like that. He couldn't see him with the camera on or something like that. I was like, Z, man, come on.
They weren't smiling enough.
You know what? That's the problem. If you ain't got a smiling Negro on set, then what's the point of having his ass?
But you know what's cool? The cops got called on us twice.
Nice. That's always better or whatever. Did they beat any of the Negroes?
No.
Or the Spicks, as this movie likes to call it?
No. No beating. I smoothed it out.
Is there you should have filmed that, dude? Get that. And then you could have just made a documentary called Police Brutality.
Oh, so how Rodney King got famous.
Pretty much. All you got to do is do what the Purge did, just put in clips of real life events that happened and then just try to make some bullshit ass plot in it.
Well, I'm sure they'll be called again, so.
just think about it again. Just think about it. It's probably that 15-year-old that you fired probably calling them on you guys.
I haven't fired her yet.
If I'm not in the movie, there is no movie. I'm telling my father.
Yeah.
Because he lives in a rich white area of Ohio, so that's how they all talk, I assume.
Wow. You really have no idea where Ohio is on the map.
I know where it is. It's in the backwards of the hillbilly town. Yeah, but you live in the rich white area, so...
Sure.
Where everybody drinks with their pinky finger. They have the longest.
Both of them. Some reason we drink with one pinky and we have our other pinky out too.
They have other people open their Budweiser. Oh, I do say, nigger, open this for me. Hey, Spick, get over here and open this for me. Is there any back down there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say, I don't remember seeing any, and I don't think I would like that area for the simple fact that I love my Latin women.
We are, in, like, Holland area. Like, you drove past it, like, you know, where Ralphie's and Walmart and stuff was. That's a very Arabian part of town.
I didn't get taken to past no Walmart when I was down there. Very sad to say.
Well, I know you went down, because if you went to that Chinese restaurant that you told me about, you drove through the area.
No, I stopped right where that Chinese area and just turned right back around and went away. So I didn't really go further into that area because I think that I want to say that was the day we were supposed to be doing recording, so I didn't want to be gone for too long.
Yeah,
I didn't really have time to go browsing or anything like that. I know I was going to go to downtown, but then...
There's nothing downtown.
You know, Lisa kept telling me there was, or whatever, so, lying bitch. Anyway, and that's when we started doing, the filming, and then when we got done with that, we did, like, a live show, so, and that took almost goddamn forever, because I was like, man, we've been drinking a lot, too. I was like, you know what, I better just go home. Last thing they need to find is a Negro walking the streets of downtown. Like, nigger is in town to rape our white women. That's my cousin. The only one gonna be fucking her is gonna be me, nigger.
What? We don't talk like that.
Yes, you do. Just because you don't talk like that, Z, with your fancy edumacation and your fancy words and all that shit, just because you had all the fancy shit, doesn't mean the rest of us don't talk like that.
God damn you, Jungle Bunny.
Goddamn spick.
Yellow spick.
Yeah, your white spick. Is that accurate? Do you know if they were calling Hispanic yellow spicks back then?
No, because yellow's Asian.
Well, even back then, because how old are you in 85?
Four?
Four? Oh, fuck. Well, do you remember hearing that term at all, yellow spick? I didn't even know spick was a thing back then. I thought it was like mid-90s or something. Or
I thought so, too. I don't know. I mean, I never heard of it before. Like I said, I grew up in a white town.
Yeah, I guess so. There really wasn't Mexicans down there, so I guess there was no need to say that.
So, no, I don't think so.
If anybody would know that, it'd be my black ass living in California, I guess.
True.
But yeah, once again, I thought that was something new. So when I was hearing it in this movie, when I was rewatching, I was just like, man, I must have tuned that out when I first watched this, or I just didn't think anything of it at the time. So.
This was a completely different movie than I remember.
You thought it was action packed?
It wasn't actually, but this is like the weakest of the trilogy.
And go ahead, go down that list of the trilogy. What are those three?
Night of the Living Dead.
Night of Living Dead, yes.
Dawn of the Dead,
yes.
And Day of the Dead, and then they did Land of the Dead, and then Diary of the Dead.
I forgot that Day of the Dead was the third one. For some reason, I thought it was the second one.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. Well, because when I was rewatching it, it just felt like this was a second film. Not something you would end it with.
Well, technically, Land of the Dead or Diary.
Yeah, I was going to say, technically, I know those other two came out, but nobody likes to remember those movies.
I actually don't mind Land of the Dead. I don't mind it.
I don't mind any zombie film or whatever. I think there's pleasure out of every one of them, to be honest, but.
Simon Baker's a shit.
Yeah, he can be.
So.
Yeah, but when you think of the trilogy, you go like, I don't know, watching it, it felt like a middle film.
Yeah, it really did. It feel like Romero feels didn't like care.
It feels like the first one is the one where you get the outbreak to happen. The second one is where you kind of slow it down a little bit to get some backstory or something like that, which this one did. And the third one is where you go all out on it. And that's where I got out of this one. It felt more like a second film. But
yeah, because I would say Dawn of the Dead went more out.
Hell yeah, Dawn of the Dead did. And fuck anybody that says they don't like that movie.
No, Dawn of the Dead's the shit.
That is the shit. That is my shit. Look at my shit. This is my shit.
But Day of the Dead, I want to say it's the weakest of the three.
I haven't seen Night of the Living Dead in a while.
I watched it Friday night.
Oh, okay. Still holds up?
It's still a classic.
Okay. Oh, man. I need to go back and see that then. When I was looking this one up, there were so many zombie ones up, because I watched it on Netflix. There's a lot of ones that popped up on there. I was like, man, I got to go back and watch some of these.
Yeah.
Get revamped back on my zombie classic. But George A. Romero, the king of zombies, if you want to say.
Yeah, he's the only one that's perfected it.
He perfected it. Even in this one, I gotta say, some of the blood in here or whatever, and the effects look damn good, I must say.
Yeah. This guy is like a god in the zombie world. Mm-hmm. He knows how to make it gory.
God bless him, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, God, I forgot the name that did, makeup and design, but, oh my god, I can't believe I'm blanking on the fucking name. How about you just give a plus?
You talk about Tom Savini?
Tom Savini, yes! My man's a legend himself, too, though.
That dude, I think he's in talks of directing a new Friday the 13th.
Oh, okay. Oh, wait, not that one that they're gonna do in 3D, are they?
No, I think the last news I heard about was found footage.
Yeah, the found footage one, and I heard there was one that was going to do in 3D. Oh, good lord, never mind.
Whatever. Day of the Dead, directed by George A. Romero, starring Laurie Cardillo, Joseph Pilate, Terry Alexander, Richard Liberty.
Laurie Cardillo is hot.
Budget was $3.5 million, box office $34 million. And pretty much, it's about a group of scientists in a bunker underground with some soldiers, and the drama ensues. Like this, I don't know the time frame of how long this has been in the zombie world,
I don't either, but it looks like it's been a while now.
it looks like it's been a while. And then it's pretty much the army is like want you know just wants to get rid of the zombies, but the scientists want to kind of change them,
They kind of want to save humanity.
save humanity. And then
Yeah.
it's like a whole drama ensues down in the bunker.
I thought, for the most part, saying it's not what I remember, I thought that some of the concept ideas in here were kind of actually brilliant. As far as of discovering, yeah, I'm not gonna lie. If it was like a documentary, I was a documentary of zombies. That'd be cool. If this was like a documentary, I was kind of invested as far as paying attention of what thing, because this is definitely one of the first zombie films that like explored the aspects of what a zombie really is and what it does and stuff like that. And I was fascinated by some of that stuff, like when the doctor was saying how the brain neural movements and stuff, how they can contain some memory and stuff. I ain't gonna lie, I was kind of interested in that. I was invested in that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, this is not like, I mean, there's a long time before you get a lot of zombie stuff. I mean, I think that's one of the reasons why I think it's the weakest. But it's really story based compared to the other ones,
Which is
but
why I think it should have been a sequel, not a third one. But
possibly this could have been a nice sequel to Night of the Living Dead.
actually, this could have even been an opener. This could have been a starting film. They would have added like an
Yeah.
extra 10 minutes of just saying the outbreak occurred or something like that, or
Yeah.
something. This could have been an opening film. I don't feel like this is, he's making a trilogy, this is the last film. I don't.
Yeah, maybe that's why he continued it with Land and Diary.
Yeah. I could see that.
But it's just something is off on this movie. I think the acting was terrible.
Oh my God, don't even get me started on it.
Especially Rhodes.
Rhodes was Joseph Paleto, right?
Yeah.
Joe Paleto. Dude, I thought everyone was here. I thought the only one that, Sarah, Lori Cadell, obviously she wasn't, because she's a main character, and she wasn't annoying. It didn't seem like she was playing a character or trying to be cartoonish or anything like that. So she was on playing straight. But even the Mr. Terry Alexander himself, John, and I think it's just because he was doing an accent that
Yeah.
I didn't find to be
He
funny.
didn't lose it at all, so fucking
Yeah.
Carrie Elwes needs to learn fucking how to do an accent from him.
Really does. Another thing is, I actually like that dialogue scene he had with Sarah when she found his little Jamaican paradise when they went to his
Yeah.
bunker or whatever. That
That was one of the strongest act dialogues in the movie.
yeah, I was gonna say that's probably one of the best form of dialogue when he was just explaining how like she was like, we're trying to help people here, we're trying to save fear, and she was like, you're not lifting a finger, and he looked at her and was like, why even bother? Humanity is gone. Whatever. You can't do anything but just live life and love it as what it is now. I was like, you know what? This dialogue, as funny as his accent is, I was like, this is actually like you said, the strongest dialogue scene in the whole film.
And overall,
It is great.
it's
Thank you.
just,
I discovered.
I don't know, it's just something just seems completely off from this movie compared to the other two.
I think it's because you was expecting, along with me, expecting an all-out. Well, seeing it as a third film too, you expecting an all-out like gun crazy shooting up zombie perfect kill film or something like that. And like you said, this one was more story driven, which was getting into the depth of how the zombies work. Now, besides that, I'm like 50-50 on the movie. As far as that, I find all that stuff to be very interesting, of the zombie stuff like that actually stuff there. But then again, like you said, this one just feels out of place with the two, and
It
it
doesn't
should
seem
be.
like you going by what you said that this is like with the end capping, because it was like Land of Dead came out in what 2000 something,
Yeah, it came out 2000
so
something, dude. This is 1985.
we're looking at 15 plus years from his next movie, and it seems like maybe this one might have been rushed from the studio a little bit.
When did the last one come? When did Dawn of the Dead come out? Is it
The
83 or
78. It went 68,
78? Okay.
78, 85.
Yeah, I can't say it was rushed because that's a long fucking time. It
So
seems like he wanted to tell this story, but it just seems like it was a little too late too soon. A little too late, if my opinion. It seems like he didn't he went all out on the first two and didn't know how to wrap his head around performing something better than endings in the two. So this one, the story one he wanted to tell, which should have been his first film, or even mid one, he didn't. I don't think he knew how to amp it up a little bit more.
I think maybe he could have waited. Maybe he could have maybe worked on the script maybe a few more years, maybe because it was 10 years between.
I think the script is fine, personally.
Yeah, I mean, the characters, I don't know. You had no character development, really.
Yeah, I was going to say the characters are horrible, but as far as like the script and everything else, I think it's fine. I think it's just where it's placed at and the actors that were delivering it. I don't, like, the first of all, the characters are bad. I mean, like, you got this general guy or whatever who's kind of a fucking dick for no reason.
Looking at him, you can tell he's a douchebag.
Yeah, exactly. And I was trying to think about that because I was gonna give him so much shit 30 minutes into the movie when I was watching it and stuff. And I was trying to think, when we go back to what you said, is I don't know how many years has passed in the zombie thing and how long they've been underground. I don't know if it's just him losing sanity of watching men die day by day and him thinking that, oh, I'm going to be next or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to throw that in there, maybe just since I didn't know the time frame, what it was. It's like maybe he's just been down here so long and he's seeing men get eaten off one by one or whatever. He just think his time is coming and he doesn't want to die down here, I guess. So I don't know. Maybe he's just making him to be a dick. But
and you think what? I mean, just because they have guns, I mean, they kept saying about, you know, that's their job, that's their orders, is to stay down there, or that's what Sarah was saying. That's your job. I'm like, who the fuck's paying these guys?
Who gave them that order?
Yeah, who's paying these?
I'm pretty sure somebody did in the first one. I don't remember Night of the Living Dead, but you've seen it, so I don't know.
No, there was no military in Night of the Living Dead.
Okay, yeah. Do you remember anybody giving an orders or anything like that? I haven't seen it in a while.
No, so unless this. I don't know what place, what part, what town this takes place in.
Yeah.
Because the original takes place in Philadelphia. I think Dawn of the Dead, was that Milwaukee? I know that's the remake, but is it the.
I think it was. Yeah, the remake is Milwaukee. I think it was Milwaukee too, though, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, so
and I think this one might have been close to DC because they said something about it, but then again, they had a helicopter, so I guess they could fly anywhere they wanted.
It was actually Dawn of the Dead was Philly.
Okay.
So I know they said something about Washington.
I don't know if they were close in the air or just saying, "Hey, we can fly there." I guess I don't know.
So it's like you're absolutely right. It's just we don't the characters. You know,
I don't like any of them.
I liked Terry Alexander. I did.
Yeah, Terry Alexander was cool. I mean, he played, at first I thought he was going to be the mystical, magical Negro in this motherfucker. I was looking at him like, oh, good Lord.
And he survived.
The last thing we need is a Negro in here trying to give advice or whatever, stuff like that. But like you said earlier, his dialogue was the best dialogue in here, so I felt like, oh,
and the
well, at least
fucker
I
had a machete.
Yeah, that motherfucker was packing on him. Plus, he was kind of a badass, too.
Especially when we got the guns towards the end. He was a badass. Yeah.
Especially when the general threatened to shoot the girl if what was his name? Steele didn't shoot her.
Oh, if she didn't sit down.
Yeah, and John or Terry Alexander, he was quick to pull on his gun. He was like, "Hey, none of that shit." Mm-hmm. I was like, any other brother would have been sitting there like, "I don't know this white bitch."
Well, he said, I think him or McDermott said the same thing that one that they're not going to kill him. Or John, due to the fact that John's the only one that can fly, which makes me kind of consider, like, how do none of these military guys know how to fly a plane, especially a captain, or fly a chopper? Yeah, fly a chopper. How does a captain not know that?
I don't know. Helicopter is different than what they usually fly. I don't know.
And then you know,
plus
so
they might not be trained in that facility because they do have other people that do that. So that one's used though.
Yeah. So pretty much, the doctors were expendable.
I can tell you this right now, though. If I was in the military, I'm learning every goddamn thing there is.
Yeah.
I don't know why they handicap people by putting them in platoons saying, you're a weapons expert. You're a flying expert or whatever. Why don't you learn everything? What if you're in a situation where you need to know that shit?
And did you notice some of the zombies? I think they did. I think it was in Dawn of the Dead as well. That their face was like water blue.
Yeah. The chick they had at the end, she was definitely.
Yeah, I'm like. Water.
I don't know if you remember one of the zombies they shot at towards the end too. I can't remember if it was the captain that shot him in the head or whatever. When his head leaned back, there was no bullet hole or blood on him. It was just blood on the wall.
Yeah.
But then once again, I guess can't really talk too much shit about that because their budget was only $3 million. So.
Which is huge in the '80s.
Is it really?
I would think so. I don't think the Nightmare on Elm Street's had $1 million budget, or I had a $3.5 million budget.
No, because we've done some films already. Remember, what's his name? That, fuck, that Stallone movie just did. I forgot the
Demolition Man?
Yeah, that one had a higher budget than this.
Well, it's probably because of Stallone's fucking paycheck, but...
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. $3 million, I mean, that's a lot, but...
And, you know, Romero, I think he kind of gets, like, a very low cut of money, because he seems like this is his... He created the zombie franchise, pretty much.
I don't think he's a cash-grabbing whore.
No, he's not, no.
I think he does this for the love of what he does.
Yeah, and Tom Savini, who's a god in makeup.
Yeah.
And special effects. The guy knows...
He likes doing it as well, too.
Yeah, and the guy knows his shit. Savini's like Rick Baker. Like, two of the best special effects guys in movie history.
He knows how to put zombie makeup, the zombies that's going to be infected on camera. Mm-hmm. He knows how to make them look perfect. And the ones in the background, he knows how to make them just look passable, not put too much effort into them and stuff like that. Tom Savini knows his shit.
Yeah, and I was kind of surprised he wasn't in this movie.
Savini. Actually, I was too, because when I saw his name pop up, I was like, there's going to be an appearance of him somewhere. Because
he was in Dawn. He was the biker.
Yeah.
He's pretty much
Badass biker.
Yeah, and he was in Land of the Dead.
Land of the Dead, yeah.
And I figured he would just be a zombie. Maybe he was a zombie, we just didn't see him. But I figured he would have, because he does so much work, you know. I'm surprised he didn't get a bone thrown to him. Like, you can be this zombie, you know. Like, he could have been Bub. I don't know.
He does the makeup himself and shit like that. Hey, Bub was a retarded. But actually, Bub was the most compelling thing in.
When he saw the doctor dead.
That was like Andy Serkis playing Caesar, you know, of the time. You know, that was
like, don't compare the two.
Yeah, that was like 80s version of what Andy Serkis was that we have today. In 80s, that looked great. Today, it looked like shit.
Yeah. Did you like that? The stuff
actually,
with Bub.
I did like the Bub stuff, because I'm not gonna lie. I'll say I actually like the zombie, learning about the zombies and stuff like that. Because you gotta remember, this is one of the first times you ever learned about them. You know, you hear about learning about them now and then, but most zombie films now, they kind of just throw you in the midst of the zombie apocalypse, if you will. You don't really learn too much about them or anything like that. And I was actually finding that stuff kind of fascinating.
So it was different, which it was. So that's why maybe that's also a reason why I think this is different compared to the other two.
Yeah, that's why I like it still, but not compared to the other two. I will agree with you saying it is the weakest, but as far as being story, I actually like the story of it.
Because this is the only one that actually really had a story.
Yeah, the other two didn't have a story at all.
I mean,
it kind of throws you off balance too when you see a trilogy. And the two first ones are goofy and don't have a story, and they're all out crazy. And then the third one, he's like, I'm going to get deep on the story. I'm like, what?
Yeah, this was like a dark zombie movie.
Kind of was, because there was a woman beating going on here. I mean, that arm chopping off scene, too. I was just like, I kind of got caught off by that. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, and that guy, Miguel, the Yellow Spick, as they call him.
Yellow Spick. It was horrible.
He was. Okay. He gets bit in the arm, gets his arm chopped off, gets it burned, and then some reason he goes outside, lets the zombies in, then lets them down on the ramp. Why?
I figured he wanted to get all of them out of there so they can get to the helicopter.
Really?
That's the only thing I could think of, yeah.
I just thought,
they were circling the helicopter.
Well, I just thought it was stupid. Like, that character was stupid.
I would have been yelling at that bitch. I only got one fucking arm! I jerked off with that arm!
He's a lefty.
You should have let me die, personally. Yeah, that's my way. I gotta walk around one limb. You might as well just fucking kill me.
And the other soldiers, besides Steel had a personality. The other
Steel
ones...
was a dumbass. I'm sorry.
He was a dumbass, but he actually had a personality.
Oh, really? What was that personality?
That he was a dumbass.
Bastard.
The other one's like Rickles, who was like laughing all the time. And he was laughing when he was getting eaten.
Yeah, well, same when he died. He was like,
And that one guy, like, right, he was like the no name soldier. I think it was Torres or whatever.
What was the one that they shot at the end?
No, he was the one running, and he like jumped over and just kind of like hid, and zombies grabbed him from behind. I'm like, you're an idiot.
I'm trying to remember that one.
He was the one holding the gun to John, and John punched him, and then he punched Rhodes.
Okay, yeah, but isn't he the one that jumped on like this like flat board and they just like grabbed his ass? So, like,
Yeah.
yeah, that was towards the end or whatever. When he wasn't even hiding, dude. He just jumped on the stage.
He was an idiot, but he got his, I think, got it, was it him or Rickles that got his head pulled off? I think it was Rickles, because that was awesome.
I want to say it was Torres.
It was one of them, because they both of them had cool death scenes.
I don't think they showed. No, they did show Rickles. They opened up Rickles, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and one got his head pulled off, and his head and his kind of like skin pulled off his face.
And you could tell it was an animatronic mask and everything
But
too.
I don't care. It was cool. The blood flew. The blood was flowing in this movie, though.
I like how they were like the one thing about that scene, the zombies or whatever, is that they didn't start biting him. They were picking at him, like they were like fucking, like they were picking at their food or something. Like I was like, oh, it's kind of weird and interesting at the same. I always find zombie shit whenever I see something new about them or whatever. I always find it just interesting because it's like, oh, that one's. But they were like picking, like scratching at his neck and shit until his head. But I was like, oh, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I think Dawn of the Dead does the same thing.
Yeah, they do.
So, I mean, Romero, he went to the old style zombies, the very slow.
Wasn't Nicotero in this as well?
Who?
George Nicotero?
Yeah, Private Johnson. I don't know who that was.
Oh man,
Wait, was he the guy that was be he got bit and he was begging for them to shoot him?
if I'm not mistaken, I'm gonna say I think that was Greg Nicotero. I couldn't tell because it was dark on the lighting, whatever, and shit like that.
Oh,
But
lighting was
that's
terrible.
yeah, that's when they because they were in those fucking caves and shit like
What
that.
the fuck was that?
What?
Those caves. What the hell was that?
Man, that was like some underground Harriet Tubman Railroad shit. Come on.
There's zombies like happened to be in there. I know they kept like a silo thing of zombies, but that was ridiculous.
I don't know where. Personally, me, I like being underground or whatever, but I wouldn't have been under that ground personally. That looked like a death trap just waiting to happen.
Oh, it was not a
I
lot
was
of.
with John, and the first thing he said, "I tell you what I do, man. We get up in that top, that fly birdie right there, and we fly up to the island of Jamaica, man." I said, "That sounds pretty awesome to me."
And where did they get that fucking motor home?
What motorhome?
The Ritz, they're.
Oh, the Ritz or whatever. Shit, I'm just assuming it was already fucking down. They probably drove it up them tunnels. Well, I know shit. I don't know where the fuck they got that from. There was a lot of cars down there, actually. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
There was like a lot of rundown old cars and shit. Maybe that was like an old, I don't know, underground tunnel. I don't know. I don't know what that could have been,
Maybe it
personally.
was among your underground tunnel.
I don't know. Because, yeah, all you see is a bunch of junk was laying around. You don't really see anything else or whatever. We like to live on the dangerous side, my friend.
Dude, that guy was badass. They always have a black. Have you noticed that Romero always has a badass black guy in a movie?
He has to survive. He has zombie apocalypse, man. Ain't no joke, man. I personally, zombies, man, they're the most funnest creatures you can make, dude. As far as like watching for like a movie, I just think they're just so much interesting, personally, to me. Any zombie movie, I'm always up for it. I don't care what it is. If I hear a new zombie movie comes out, I'm all up for it. And I think that is because you see the human characters go through so much of living in this world. Like you can't, with every other creature, you can't do what you do as far as the drama goes for a zombie movie.
Oh, I agree. Like,
Cause like we see with the commander here, I'm saying like we don't know what the year was. You start to lose your mind when you live in this world that you have to constantly look over your shoulder because these mindless creatures are walking over you. Or like we see in The Walking Dead, you see characters that completely lose their shit and you have to kill. You can't get that with a Frankenstein movie or a vampire movie or anything else like that.
I agree. It was just completely different because Dawn of the Dead, you remember when he trapped in the mall? They were kind of fine.
The mall was cool.
The mall was cool. They were like, eh, we're in a mall, we're safe,
Oh, another thing about zombies too is that it brings out the best of human characters of creating drama, because
Mm-hmm.
it puts it's a constant fear in the back of your mind of saying, and you see in this movie too, people kill themselves because they don't want to become that.
Yeah.
I mean, living in that fear. Once again, you can't get that with any other creature or whatever.
No, I mean, we've seen so many different takes of zombies.
Yeah.
Now, like with Warm Bodies and World War Z. World War Z was one of the most interesting ones.
Yeah, because it once again, you hear people saying before it came out, oh, it's just another zombie film, whatever. But they actually did something different in it, and I was just like, I'm very intrigued by this now. Once again, it was one of those things that caught my interest of saying, I like that or whatever. I was like, because when they didn't attack the non-sick people, I was just like, why didn't they attack them? And when they came up, I was like, that's actually pretty fucking clever, adding something new to the zombie films. I was like, wow, I like that.
Yeah, and you know, Warm Bodies, it was kind of a love story-ish. Mm-hmm. And, you know, zombies are a really hard thing to change that people haven't seen before. Mm-hmm. Those two did it. This one kind of did it a little bit.
It was the first one to tell a background story of them.
Yeah, that they are capable of being humans.
Yeah, I thought all the scientist shit was interesting, personally.
Mm. I actually did like the doctor.
Frankenstein?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was cool. I liked all of the scientific shit or whatever, because once again, I just love zombies, and whenever I learn something new about them, you know, it intrigues my mind, and how he chopped off one whole head of the face and shit, but he kept the brain.
That was so cool.
I was like, I'm interested in this shit, whatever. Then whenever it got to, a zombie coming in or doing this, or a character talking with another guy, I didn't care for that at all. I was just like, get back to teaching me some more about the zombie world or whatever.
So you would have been fine with it was more scientific?
Yeah, I would have been fine with it more. It's everything else that when it gets down to it, once they get away from that, it kind of just do whatever to me. Because, you don't like any of the characters, so why would I care about the conflict that's going on here? Like, the conflict they have, the only excuse I could give for it is what I said earlier, was that I don't know the time frame or whatever, or what they've been doing, or how long they've been down here, so I can see insanity kicking in at that point. You know, and plus they kind of treat the military guys as like they're just dumb shooter uppers. So I could see they're just itching to pull a trigger.
Yeah, and
you just gotta think what that would do to a person if you live down in a tunnel for God knows how long, and you seeing each one of your men just getting killed, all your friends or whatever getting killed off one by one, day by day and shit. You know, that actually does put a toll on your psyche.
It does. I would say, yeah, I would say you will lose your ship fast.
And that commander looks like he's in constant losing his shit mode. I'll give him that as far as his acting, as far as his facial recognition and stuff like that. Other than that, this is a personal thing of mine. I didn't really care for him, though.
No, I, like you said, the actors, you really don't care about them.
They don't deliver their lines good enough.
No, it's like,
because I don't think their dialogue is bad, personally. There's never once when someone says something, I go like, oh my God, I can't believe he said that or anything like that.
It's
just how they delivered it. They delivered it as if it was all a joke or cartoony or something like that. And this film, now granted the other two were kind of cartoony and silly, but this one seemed to take itself a little more serious.
They overacted. Especially Rhodes. Rhodes overacted.
Oh, hell yeah.
John was cool, though. I'm giving him credit. The guy was cool.
He was cool. He was laid back and cool, relaxing, stuff like that. I was like, yeah, this is the character you want to follow, you know?
Mm-hmm. Sarah, besides looking hot, she tried to be a badass, but it doesn't work. It wasn't working for me. It's kind of like Sarah Polley in the remake of Dawn of the Dead. I didn't buy her as a badass.
Oh, Sarah, I fucking hate Sarah Polley. Now did you bring that name?
I didn't find her as a badass.
I find her useful. I don't find her as anything. She can do a lot. I'll give her that. You remember when she chopped that guy's arm off and she fucking healed it with the fire and shit like that? Mm-hmm. I was like, man, none of these other dudes thought of that. You know what I'm saying? I find her to be useful.
Yeah,
she's someone you do want around in this situation.
But I think Frankenstein said it best that her thing was to reverse the effects.
Yeah. Which I found interesting, too, when they were talking. Like, whenever the scientist shit, I'm telling you, I was invested in it like a motherfucker.
Yeah. Say she was the main character?
If we had to make a main character, yeah. I would say this is kind of an ensemble piece, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's never in a scene where she's just by herself.
No, the coolest one was at the very beginning when she's in that cell room.
Yeah.
And she's looking at the calendar and those zombie hands
Oh, that was cool. That's a cool opening right there.
That was a cool opening. Like, that's twice. She had, like, a dream that time, and she had a dream when she was at the end where she thought a zombie was in the helicopter.
Yeah, I didn't like that one.
No, that one seemed just weird and off.
Yeah, that did seem weird, that how they were about to get in the helicopter, and then the zombie hands come out, and she just woke up, whatever, and they were already on the beach and shit like that. I was like, so did she just dream this whole movie?
Yeah. And one of the things I was really expect, I don't know, right, you see him at the helicopter at the very beginning.
Okay.
You're thinking this is the exact ending or ending of Dawn of the Dead.
You think it picks up, right?
You think it picks up.
I thought it did too, picked up right after Dawn of the Dead.
I would have enjoyed that, because I actually did like the black guy and the girl from Dawn of the Dead.
Well, this could be picking up from Donna, just in a different territory, so we don't
know. Yeah, like you said, we don't know when this. All three of these events could happen different times.
Yeah.
Or different areas during this time. But obviously,
you wanted a full-out trilogy of it actually picking up to where those characters from the original movies.
Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, in Night of the Living Dead, everyone died.
Yeah.
But you saw the city when they, at the beginning, the city was completely, like, quote-unquote dead.
Yeah, deserted.
Yeah, and it was destroyed, and it was just zombies everywhere. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this could have been, like, 5 years, 10 years.
And it looked like they've been searching, because at the beginning they were like, did you find anything or anyone or anything like that? And they were like, no, it's another wasteland. So I was like, I don't know how many cities they've been checking. So yeah, it could have been 5, 10 years now.
Yeah.
This is probably like at the end of the road kind of thing. But I don't know, it seemed like they still had supplies and utilities or whatever.
One thing, I don't think, some zombie movies might say, but what if a zombie doesn't eat? Does it...
Well, starve to death?
Yeah, would it starve to death?
I think I just recently saw that in an episode of Walking Dead or a zombie movie recently. I'm trying to remember. God, I can't remember now. I did see something about that. Now, granted, it wasn't this series, so I guess every series is different how they treat their zombies, so I really can't call it. But I think I do remember seeing something like that. I just don't remember from where now, because I watch so many zombie shit.
Yeah.
Zombies are fascinating, dude. I don't know what Layla's problem is.
Because he's seen them all. He's probably never seen the Clyde. He's probably never seen, like, the original Dawn of the Dead.
He doesn't find them scary.
Put him in that fucking situation.
Yeah, I'm saying. hey, put him in Brad Pitt's situation running down that hallway with them.
After injecting yourself with the mysterious serum.
I'm talking about that hallway in Jerusalem when the body was...
Oh, yeah, okay. I thought you were talking about the...
Dude,
the
I
one.
Don't give a fuck what nobody says about those special effects. You put anybody in that situation, your ass is gonna be running scared, shitless. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting intense. I was like, man, this is scary, dude. I ain't gonna lie. There's so many of them that they're just piling up and running over each other. I was like, oh.
How do you not think
I,
they're
I told
scary?
Personally, zombies aren't meant to be scary. It's the effects of what it does to humans. It's the scary part.
Gotcha.
And I don't know if you'd agree.
I do. I think it's just the aspects that one bite or scratch can turn you.
Exactly. And as you see in this movie here, where it was Steele that shot himself, or whatever, because you see him, like, he saw he got bit, and he's like, it's like, what would you do in that position if you got bit, or if a close friend or family got bit? You can't tell me you wouldn't be scared, or whatever. It's not the fact that zombies are scary. It's the after effects of what it does.
What would you do in that? Well, if you were bit, what would you do?
Oh, man, I'd have a hard time shooting myself because I love myself so much.
Would that be a sin? Since suicide is a sin, would that be considered a sin?
You know what? They have brought that up in for previous zombie films by saying that you're already dead, so does it even matter?
You're not technically dead yet.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a tough one.
They did that on the first season of Walking Dead, where it was like, once you get bit, your cells kind of just die out slowly, or it was just like, you kind of dying, though.
Yeah, but if you get bit, like, say you get bit on the top of your hand, it's going to take a while for that disease or virus to, like, change you.
Well, you don't know that, though.
Yeah, it's never been said how fast it takes a bite to turn you.
And like I said, every series is different. They can switch that around as far as the mythology of, hey, it can cut. Because they do that in the Walking Dead video game, where his hand, his like wrist gets bitten. and you have the option of cutting it off, but he still turns at the end, no matter what. So,
yeah. So
there is no, like you said. I would assume it spreads fast because it's like a virus. It just flows through the bloodstream. That's just my assumption. But once again, I don't know how I'm not a doctor. I don't know how the fucking body works. So
yeah, and like you said, everyone that does a zombie is different.
What would you do? Would you put a bullet in your head or?
I would say no.
Yeah, so you'd walk the earth as a zombie?
Well, is it really you? You know what I mean? Is it like...
Because he was by himself. We're talking about his position.
They're going to tear you apart anyway. So I probably would put... If I was Steel, I would probably put a bullet in my head. Because they're going to tear your ass apart.
Oh my god, then you're just going to be a head that's just moving around. Oh, yeah, I would put a bullet... Okay, yeah.
Because you got to think, you've seen... Even the ones that died, like the guy that was asking to be killed and Fisher, the other doctor that got shot, they were eating him.
Yeah.
So I probably would have killed myself.
If the brain or head isn't destroyed, then most likely you're still going to come back alive.
They showed that. They showed a zombie guy. I think McDermott put a shovel through a zombie's face.
Yeah.
And that zombie's eyes were still moving. Zombie's eyes were still moving.
Yeah, so that's even worse, dude. That's not even worse. Yeah, I'd put a bullet in my fucking... We have an understanding between my family. If the zombie apocalypse happened, we do not hesitate to put a bullet in our loved ones either. So.
That's nice to know.
We've talked this plenty of times. I know Lena found it hilarious because she was over here over my mom's house when we talked about that one time. She was like, why would you guys have a plan about that? I was just like, we just have plans for everything if that stuff kind of happens, you know?
What would you do if there was a Sharknado?
If a Sharknado happens, we will not hesitate to run from that tornado and leave a family member behind. We will not do a Man of Steel and go back. We have a perfect... I think every family should sit down and have that conversation with themselves. Just saying, putting that out there. If one of you get bit, if one of my friends get bit personally, I will shed a tear for you, but I will put a bullet behind your back so you won't even see it coming. You'll never see it coming.
That's awesome.
So I'm just saying, I'm not going to hesitate or anything like that. You can call me a monster all you want, but I'm just going to be like, if I was bit, I would want you to shoot me. All right? I'm just saying. Matter of fact, if I was bit and we were in a tough situation, I would tell you to stay back and let me go do this tough situation for you.
Okay, here's the thing. You get bit. Say you're trapped in a room, you and your brother. You're trapped in a room. You're bit. He shoots you. Can he eat your body? Like, alive.
Man, would it be good to eat your body, though? Because, like, if you eat an infected body, do you think that would turn you?
I don't know. I would say yes.
Because remember in 28, was it days or weeks? I can't remember. Whatever. Remember when the birds were eating the bodies? That they were turning, and then like when he dropped the infected blood into the dude's eyeball or whatever, he turned into one. So I don't know if you pick up the body, don't you think it'll?
I would say yes, because even Resident Evil did the same thing. Those crows.
Yeah, so I don't know.
So I would say yeah.
I wouldn't. I'd tell don't eat the body because if it doesn't happen, maybe you could pick the skin off and just eat. I don't know.
as long as you don't. Go into, like, the muscles or something?
I guess so. Treat like it's some KFC chicken. Just pick the skin and throw the meat back in there.
What if you burn them? Burn the disease out of them.
Oh, my God. That's another thing you got to think about in the zombie apocalypse, too, is the animals and shit you eat. How do you know they're not infected or whatever? So, yeah. It's shit like that that scares you, you know?
Except Lehu. Tell him that shit.
No, man. I've tried to preach this story. They're still not scared. It's like, oh, man, whatever, dude. Tell me, I'm gonna tell you this right now. I'd be more scared of this happening than a fucking Frankenstein walking the streets. I'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Frankenstein can kill you with his strength, but when you can take a zombie out one by one. You can.
Frankenstein, you can just drive to another city.
And wait a couple months till he makes it there. And then...
Yeah, exactly. You can just drive to another city. There's not multiple ones, there's just him. You can fly to another country if you'd like to. Zombie thing is an outbreak.
Yes.
It hits one city, it hits the next. It hits that one state, it hits the next. It hits one country, it hits the next.
Yeah, you've seen the movie Outbreak, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, like that monkey disease. It's a sneeze. We don't even know if that happens. If someone sneezes or coughs, germs, if that transport the virus.
Ooh, if you have like a cut on your arm or something like that, and it flows through there, yeah.
Yeah.
That or something like in like any cut you get infected and stuff like that. Like people are like, oh, what about vampires? They can spread. Yeah, but they don't spread like zombies. Number one, and number two, I actually wouldn't mind being a vampire. That's not a bad thing. I mean, come on now. You get to wear jewelry. You get, for some reason you become rich. That's for sure.
You can sparkle.
Exactly. You get to sparkle. You get women. You become smooth and suave and sensitive for some reason. So vampire ain't that bad to turn into. Vampire was to bite me and I was cornered, I'd be like, well, I guess it's into my human life. And I was like, whatever. You get to break beds and fuck people on or something like that?
Get someone when pregnant?
You're a zombie, you're just a mindless, dumb fuck walking around waiting to eat the next brain.
Exactly.
There's nothing humanity about that at all. Whatever.
You know what's funny? What? Watching Night of the Living Dead and watching this, zombies don't eat brains. They just eat anything.
They eat anything. They get a piece of you. They're like, hey, pass
they don't care.
Pass that neck bone over here, babe.
So, I'm like, why do they keep saying brains? They don't really go after brains. Maybe.
What was the last film you remember that said brains? Zombie film. It'd have to be an old black and white one. Huh?
Remember, was it Return of the Living Dead?
Did they say that in there?
You know what one I'm talking, the stupid series, the rock band?
Yeah, I remember the rock
band. The one zombie that talked, he went, brains. Maybe that's what they consider zombies. Humans are considered the zombies as brains because they're living.
With a side of barbecue sauce.
Yeah. Some collard greens.
Collard greens, some hot water cornbread. Mm.
What if you're a vegetarian and you turn to a zombie?
What if they do a movie about that vegetarian zombie?
That would not be a cool movie.
You see him eating trees and shit like that. You're like, oh.
And the tree turns into a zombie. I don't know.
They eat so much of the trees that we have nothing, no more air to breathe because all of humanity is destroyed, the water and all that.
Is this an M. Night Shyamalan movie?
It's M. Night Shyamalan. It's a twist, baby. No, but see, zombies are fascinating, dude. Come on, you can't tell me. Zombies are anywhere. First of all, the zombie TV show is one of the most watched TV shows of all time.
You're correct, sir.
World War Z. Matter of fact, it's the highest grossing TV show of all time, too, as far as viewing and everything.
And it breaks records every week, right?
World War Z broke records.
Yeah.
Last of Us and The Walking Dead video game made not only top five lists, but also hit bank and broke. So you can't tell me zombies are done or anything. I call it bullshit when in the last 2 years zombies have dominated all forms.
How did the trend start again? Was it Walking Dead? Did that start the trend again?
I don't know, because it feels like there's one every year, at least in my opinion. There's either a game or a movie or something like that. So
because I know what Dead Rising and Left 4 Dead, those are great games.
Hell yeah, Dead Rising is fucking badass, dude. Especially Dead Rising 3, Xbox One people, you gotta get that, man. That Dead Rising 3, what they do with the zombies in it is amazing. I've never seen so many zombies fill my screen up before.
And you can even say Call of Duty, they added a zombie feature in the games.
Exactly.
So zombies are not, I think zombies have overtaken everything. Vampires, monsters, serial killers. I think zombies are the top thing right now.
Because you can do a lot more with zombies. That's why.
If you're creative.
Yeah, because we've seen what you can do with vampires, and that didn't work out too well.
Except my movie.
Yeah, and then we've seen what you can do with a Frankenstein and this year, and that didn't work out too well.
Oh, God, don't talk about that shit.
We've seen what you can do with werewolves as well. That didn't work out too well.
Are you talking about the Wolfman movie, or are you talking about Twilight?
So, yeah, and zombies is the only thing that's still... Look at another form of Zombieland.
Oh, yeah. That was funny, too.
What a way to take a funny aspect of it.
Make Shaun of the Dead?
Shaun of the... That's another one. See, you can do any kind of genre you want with it, and it'll still work out. Even Warm Bodies, you want to say, for a romantic thing? A lot of people were saying that movie was hilarious. I thought it was fine. I thought it was a good movie as far
yeah,
as...
Yeah, I did, too.
I just didn't think it was funny, as everyone was saying.
It's not funny.
Everybody was saying it was hilarious. I was like, it's not hilarious.
No, it's not. And plus, they added a different feature to the zombies. Not where you can chain, you know, they can grow hearts and stuff. But those bone zombies. That they killed anything.
Yeah, so, which is fine. Again, it made a lot of money. But it got good praise in it. So, zombie movies are the thing, or anything in that aspect is what's making. Hell, they're even making a fucking Last of Us movie now.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know if you know that, whatever, but
I think I heard rumors.
Yeah, it's not a rumor. It's actually confirmed. They actually got the guy that wrote the video game to write the movie as well. So.
That's how you do it.
So, and that movie should be easy to do. If they fucked that movie up somehow, I don't even know how they would fuck that up.
Not if they got him writing it, no.
Yeah, exactly. All you gotta do is just pretty much write what the drama was. I mean, that's what carries. That's what the game is. That's what compels the show. That's what compels the game.
Mm-hmm. And why is Walking Dead one of the highest ranked shows every week?
It's not because of the zombies. It's because of the drama and the human characters and what they gotta go through, what they survive through, and stuff like that. It's scary to see what they go through that life. Okay.
Yeah. And why do you think I'm remaking Night of the Living Dead?
Because you want to create that human drama or whatever. You want to eat somebody's brains out, you know?
Yeah.
Brains are delicious after you had a nice glass of wine. Shit. God, why can't people see that, Z?
A nice glass of wine.
Yeah. Shit, in black people's term, that's called Kool-Aid, but still. Shit. I'm just saying, Z. What would you give this movie, though, Z?
I didn't... This is hard. So you actually give this a
rating. Sounds like you don't hate the movie, but it sounds like you just wasn't really that interested.
Compared to the other two, I really expected more from Romero. It is his weakest one.
When last time you saw this movie, by the way?
Oh, yeah. Years.
Yeah.
That's why I said this is a completely different movie than I've seen.
I saw it like probably when I was 12.
And the remake, oh my god.
Yeah, I saw the remake like when it came out.
The remake is downright... They made a cool poster with the... you know, you move the DVD around, it's like a picture of a zombie puking, but the remake is completely terrible.
That remake is horrible. That's probably one of the worst remakes ever.
And why Ving Rhames, did he need a check that month or something?
Ving Rhames will do anything, though. And I'm not saying that in a bad way. I think the brother is fun and entertaining. I think that was probably the only good thing about the movie, but he wasn't on camera too much, so.
Yeah. I'm probably just going to give it 2 stars.
Okay.
It just was not like... you would think a lot more watching Night of the Living Dead than Dawn of the Dead. You would think Day of the Dead, holy shit, it's the last one. It's going to be fucking epic.
Especially no. Since you just saw Night of the Living Dead like 2 days ago.
Yeah, you would think that. You would think that it would be epic because it's the third... They always go for the trilogies like the epic one.
Yeah.
And... It just felt out of place compared to the three. Maybe you're right. Maybe it should have been the sequel.
Yeah. You wouldn't have minded as much or whatever.
No. Dawn of the Dead should have been the last one.
I've always said that this should have been the last one in the series is Dawn of the Dead. This looked like the perfect last one. This one went all out crazy on it. I was like, come on now.
Yeah. So, it wasn't bad, but I just can't say it was good in my opinion.
It works better as a documentary.
I actually, what you keep saying that, I actually kind of can think that it is. It's like another, this ain't the part of the trilogy. This is a totally different type of movie.
You take out those military guys and all that, and you just start learning the scientific facts about zombies. I personally would like it a little bit better. Once you get to the military guys, I'm like, whatever.
Yeah, and the acting was downright terrible.
And half of the acting that was downright terrible was coming mostly from them.
The military guys, exactly.
Yeah, so
Rhodes was just...
Their characters was 100, just like, they went full in 100% crazy asshole, whatever, douchebaggery. I was just like, damn, we don't even build their way up to this. They start off in the movie just that way.
Yeah. But it is a movie worth seeing, but this ain't a movie that you can watch, like, all the time.
No.
This is like once every...
The best thing it has going for it is it's short.
This is once every, like, 4 years, probably watch it.
Shit, in our case, 20 years. But,
Yeah. Movie's been out almost 30 years.
And it's hard to go back to zombie stuff or whatever because, you know, there's a new one out every fucking year. So. But I will give them credit because they keep doing something different with them every year, so.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a low rented. Mm-hmm. Like you said, yeah, low rent and high streaming, somewhere in that area. John is probably the only character I really cared about. Sarah, she does what she needs to do, but other than that, I don't find her character compelling or anything like that at all, whatever. Actually, none of the characters, like I said, the only parts I really found interesting, which they do go into a lot, so that's why it's probably getting the low rent as it is instead of the high streaming,
mm-hmm.
is that they go into explaining the zombies and how they work and stuff a lot. It's mainly in the beginning, too, and somewhere in the middle. And there's some kind of crazy twist in there where Frankenstein is feeding dead people to so it's a bub. So I thought that was kind of interesting too. But other than that, everything else in it, I really didn't care for the zombie action in there and stuff, which was done fantastic. Don't get me wrong, but
oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Most of the people that were dying, I kind of wanted them to die. So so yeah, lower in it.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah. So yeah. Well, another thing, and plus I this. Once again, I'll say it again. This does seem like a first film or a second film that you just get right into.
It didn't feel like a Romero movie.
Some parts did, and some parts felt like somebody else had their hand into it.
Yeah, I think, yeah. Like, I still think they should have maybe did the whole 10 years between. But what can you do?
I think I'll just go with your idea and just should have made Dawn of the Dead the ending film, but no, this is me.
Which it was.
Yeah. Questions, comment. Amethyst Chaos. She says, "If you guys can make Thor more of a badass, how would you do it?"
You can't. You can't.
He's a god. What more could you do?
You can't make him a badass.
I mean, what more would you do? I mean, did you see in the first film when he when they went to the frost drying place? He told his team to leave, and he'll handle this. I mean, shit.
Did that shit in the sequel too? He
oh,
jumps.
Yeah, he does do that to see who
he jumps down, and it's just that him and that big rock monster or whatever.
Yeah, everybody's cheering. They're like, "Oh!" And even his team is just like, "You can have this one." They're all nervous. He's just like, "Oh, this is nothing." He's laughing. Even when he loses his powers, that dude was 20 times bigger than Thor was. And he still whooped his ass.
Yeah.
Thor's already a badass.
Yeah, you can't change Thor. It's impossible.
Yeah, Thor don't need to be more of a badass. If he was more of a badass, he'd be threatening then, and we'd be afraid of him.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that'd be horrible, actually, because I don't think anyone could stop him then if he was just fuck it or whatever.
And he's got a hot bitch?
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, not only does he have a hot bitch, but this bitch be waiting on him.
Yeah.
She's waiting on him. She's like, when is he coming? When is he? It's like, if you get Natalie Portman doing that... My friend, you have it all. You have a hammer that brings down lightning.
Mm-hmm. And you're suave.
In the Avengers, when Captain America told him to bottle up that portal, he brought the lightning and took down how many of them fucking alien things that were coming out of there? He took down like four of them. With lightning alone.
Yeah, the guy was
God,
a shit.
Thor's a badass. I'm sorry.
You can't make him. He's got the look, he's got the power, he's got the charisma, the confidence.
Shit, he's gonna have the throne. It's pretty soon, dude.
He's like everything you want in a superhero.
Plus, he's kind of charismatic too, you know.
Yeah.
I was rewatching when we rewatched Thor. Remember that scene where he was eating the food and Darcy was like, "I'm putting this on Facebook, smile," and he just like looks at the camera and smiles. I'm like, you can't help but like the guy. Look at him.
No. Hemsworth was perfect. Wasn't there another Thor movie back in the day?
What was that?
Was there another Thor movie back in the day? Kind of like that Kurt Russell Captain America movie.
They didn't do one like that, but there was like sci-fi ones.
Yeah.
They did like sci-fi, and he didn't have like the lightning and all that shit, whatever. It was, they kind of try to keep it like he was born on Earth. So they kind of did like a Hercules movie.
Yeah. Oh,
they were
God.
Pretty fucking bad. So.
Whatever that Hercules movie was out like in theaters for like a week, wasn't it? That dropped off fast.
That movie was horrible, dude.
And we got another one coming out in July, I think.
Dwayne Johnson. That's the one I thought it was too. Because when I saw the trailer, I was looking. I was just like,
"Oh, I'm sorry."
I thought The Rock was because I was hearing about that a lot last year, and I was just like, "What The Rock was doing a Hercules?" When someone told me, "Oh, they're making two Hercules," I was just like, "Oh, okay." Because I was like, "I didn't see him at all in this movie." I was like, "Did he get dropped or something?"
you were waiting for him.
I really was. I was looking. I was like, "Where's The Rock at?" I thought he was Hercules. What is he? And then I saw the trailer for the new one. I was just like, "Oh." So. He's in the bigger blockbuster one. Gotcha. Makes more sense.
And if you've seen his pictures, right?
Yeah, I've seen the...
Looks like a Hercules.
He looks like a bona fide, I'll beat your ass, you get in my face kind of Hercules. He looks more of a god than that last bastard did.
Yeah. And that guy was...
He's so charismatic, he can't help but like him either.
Yeah.
I think what compels Thor the most, though, is his compassion for people.
Yeah, he's pretty much... Well, Captain America... Actually, all the Marvel guys have actually compassion with people.
Well, I'll say that more for Thor for the simple fact that he could be like Anthony Hopkins and be like, those people are nothing compared to us.
Yeah.
You know, he could be more like him. I mean, you remember when he brought Jane up here? He's just like, watch you take her back down where she belongs. So, you know, he could be of a dick. I mean, I'm just saying. Or he could be like Loki and be like, I want to rule over people. So, I mean, God bless his compassion because Captain America is happy. But anyway, Andrew, he says about Thor, this actually was my favorite film of Phase 1. It just gets more right than it does wrong and probably one of the biggest accomplishments in comic book memory. I could agree with that. If they go with Thor becoming King of Asgard, do you think Thor will be around Earth for Avengers 3?
Yes, due to the fact that Jane is there.
That doesn't mean anything.
Well, at the cutscene in Thor 2, it looked like he was giving up everything to go with
Thor
her.
Thor 2, though. It's at Thor 3.
Or he said Avengers 3.
Avengers 3, yeah.
Yeah, he'll be on Earth. In fact, they have to be on Earth for Avengers 3.
I don't know about that. There wasn't a book where he wasn't on Earth for it, so... You're King of Asgard. You have to watch all 9 realms. You don't have time to go be fighting and peddling. And,
can't Heimdall do that shit? He can see everything.
Heimdall's a peeping Tom. That's what he
That's why Elba got the role.
Make a black man a pervert and goddamn butler all at the same time. Racist movie ever.
He's a doorman.
Man, I was watching Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance last night. Elba is horrible in that movie.
I haven't seen it. I heard it's terrible.
He is horrible. And the thing is, he's in the movie the whole way through, too.
Really?
Yeah, it's not like he's damn near a sidekick in the film. He opens up the film.
Oh, wow.
He opens up the film. He doesn't die till the end of the film. So he's like, yeah, God damn, dude, that dude was horrible in that movie.
Huh?
I don't know, I personally, okay, let's say from this point then, if you want to go buy a book and stuff like that, whatever, I mean, even in the newer Avengers, his daughter was screaming for help as she was being killed, and he didn't even come down to help or whatever. let's just say this, Thanos is going to be in the third one. You want a badass fight scene, you put Thor in there then.
Yeah.
Like that. That's all I'm saying, because who else is going to go toe-to-toe with Thanos?
Hulk?
Yeah. Other than Hulk, that's pretty much about it. I mean, you know, so...
Captain America is just a gymnast.
And I don't know if they might add more Avenger members in Avengers 2, so... we know they got Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver. Scarlet Witch, maybe, but if they add Ms. Marvel in there, she definitely can go toe-to-toe with Thanos, so...
What's Scarlet Witch's power?
She has all kinds of it. She's kind of like, let's say, a Jean Grey meets Carrie from the horror movies.
Oh, shit.
She has, like, telekinetic powers, but she can also morph things as well and stuff like that.
Does she wear sexy outfits?
You saw the new posters of her, right?
Actually, I haven't.
Oh, okay. You gotta look those posters up. She wears, like, a brown jacket, a little dress and shit. So, that's really her costume and stuff like that. The Quicksilver costume, I'm a little curious about because the costume they showed him in was where he's running. I'm wondering if they're going to do some special effects on his costume where it lights up or something.
And why has he got to be like, you know, Quicksilver and his costume's got to be silver?
I think they're going with black and the Avengers one for him. Black and with like a blue light on his chest that's like a lightning thing or something.
Okay.
Because the costume he was wearing, someone did like a color transparent thing of how it works on a green screen and how it works thing. I think they might be going for like a dark blue, dark black or something like that. So, because a lot of people think the posters they put, the photos they put up is the costume. I'm like, that's not the costume. Come on.
I'm sending you a link. This is what I think the perfect costume would be for Elizabeth Olsen.
Oh, is it like a porn star too as well? I hope so. Please tell me it's a porn star.
No, it's for Scarlet Witch. Check your Facebook.
Okay. Another thing is, I don't know if you saw at the end of Captain America 2, the Winter Soldier, where you see Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch, right?
Yeah, I love that. Those are awesome.
If you notice, Quicksilver's hair wasn't gray.
No, I did notice that.
So I'm thinking that they're gonna do a thing where he ages because he moves so fast. So I don't know. He might.
Ooh, that's cool.
He might do a speed warp on Ultron or something like that, where it ages him a little bit because his hair is not gray in that scene. So.
That's cool. So I take it that Hydra plays a big role in Avengers 2.
I'm assuming they're gonna play a big role in the Avengers franchise. Period. Now, damn, she looks hot.
Yeah, wouldn't that be an awesome Oscar for her?
Hell yeah, that would be actually.
Because Elizabeth Olsen is hot. She's the hottest of the Olsen sisters.
And man, I haven't seen the movie yet, but the photos and that scene in Captain America 2, man, she has got Scarlet Witch down perfect. I was looking at that, I was like, I will never question a Marvel casting or anything like that again. Because I think she's a good actress, I'll give her that. I didn't see her as the role, though. But seeing the photos and what she was doing in that cell and stuff, I was like, man, she is...
She actually looked like kind of like Carrie, like a Carrie.
She turned on the loony bin quick. I was like, she plays that role. She is good. If she does a good job in Avengers 2, she's going to be downright Scarlet Witch. I'm telling you, the choices they be getting for these movies, man, when they take that role, they become that character.
Mm-hmm. I cannot think of any Marvel movie that they made the wrong choice for a character. For this franchise. I'm not talking X-Men. I'm not talking Hulk, you know.
Yeah. Even with Bruce Banner, I had my thoughts about him. I was like, before the Avengers came out, I was like, I don't know, man. But he played that character so right. I was just like,
and he is signed on for the rest, right? We're not gonna get a new Hulk, right?
No, he signed on for 9, if I'm not mistaken, or awesome. Six,
okay,
6 or 9, I can't remember. I think it might be 6 or 8. I can't remember.
Okay, cool. Okay, because I do like Ruffalo.
Here's another fun fact: the Winter Soldier. Everybody knows who plays him. He signed on for 9 films, and Captain America's only signed for 6.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I was on a date when I went to go see it. I'm like, I would love to have freaking Winter Soldier as an Avenger instead of Captain America.
Well, here's the thing: in the books, he eventually becomes Captain America.
Oh, so you think they're gonna make? Because they planned out to what, 2028?
Yeah.
So
Captain America's Chris Evans, his last film is gonna be Avengers 3. He has 3. He's done 3 already. He's done Avengers, Captain 1 and 2. And he has 3 films left. And I'm assuming there's Captain America 3, Avengers 2, and Avengers 3.
Okay, so he could be one of the Avengers that gets killed by Ultron or Thanos.
He could be. I don't know. And then you know Bucky Barnes comes in and takes the shield and becomes. And because I made a joke in the review, I was saying like, you seen him, the Winter Soldier was posing with that shield a lot, like, hey, you better get used to this.
That's great.
Whatever, I think Winter Soldier is gonna play a very important part in this series.
And Andrew's saying Thor was his favorite of the phase one.
Yeah, besides the Avengers.
That's heavy. I mean, you got to throw in Iron Man 1.
I think Thor was harder to do than Iron Man 1, personally. But
okay, would that be Iron Man 2, then? Okay, it was Iron Man 2.
I think I always thought Iron Man could have been done easily, personally. I just never thought of the actor who they would get to do it. I just thought that, as far as the technology goes, I thought Thor was the hardest just because of the material it comes from.
Yeah.
So, and that's what Andrew said, so.
Okay.
And I would agree with him that I think that is probably the first Thor movie. Is probably a big accomplishment in comic book history as far as you can go out the realm of normal and get something done right,
mm-hmm.
regardless of the source material or whatever it is.
And so. Will the Guardians be playing a role in any Avengers movie?
Man, I'm so pumped for that Guardians of the Galaxy movie. It was nice to see when I go see Captain America 2 to see the Guardians trailer on.
Yeah,
the screen.
I knew that had been attached to it. I knew it.
Because I never saw it on the big screen. I always saw it on the internet or whatever, stuff like that. So when I saw it on the big screen, it is. Hooked on a feeling gotta believe. I think they're gonna Guardians is gonna play a huge role. I think, yeah, man, it's oh my god, it's good. Captain America 2 has just thrown in so many questions for the future of Marvel films now that you think you know where they're going, and that movie just threw you back in the loop of saying, I don't know where it's going now. God, yeah. So many storylines they could take now. So that's one thing I like about the movie, Captain America 2, was it gave us all these questions now again. So, like, goddamn, it's just like, here we're thinking we're getting closer to the end, and you're thinking, no, they still have more up their sleeves and throw at you. So I really like that a lot, actually.
Yeah, me too. I agree with you.
Yeah, I like the conspiracy they're throwing in here or whatever. It feels like they always throw a movie out that'll revitalize the whole universe or something.
Yeah, it's like every movie there's like all these questions. Mm-hmm. Which it makes you so pumped for the next one.
Yeah, because you want those questions.
Yes. And you know what? Because some of the questions with the Bucky thing at the end, it's like, okay, so that's one for probably Captain America 3.
That's a huge question to ask or whatever. I know Leahy was saying he thought that there should have been more screen time for Bucky. I'm like, he has a 9-picture deal. I think you're going to get a lot of Bucky on screen time.
And did he just sign that?
He signed it when the first one came out.
So that's one. This is two. So he's only done two.
Yeah, 7 more to go. So he's gonna play you already know he's gonna play a big role in some part. And actually, that was a good point you brought up. So you think Thanos is gonna kill Captain America, and is Bucky gonna take it? That's actually a good point as well. So there's a lot more questions thrown in there. How about what's her name? Peggy's daughter in the film, whatever. She plays a huge role in Captain America's life as well. So
is that? That's not gonna be Captain America's daughter, is it?
Who?
Peggy's daughter.
No, that becomes like his. That's like his girlfriend on and off. Him and her had like a relationship on and off or whatever.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah, like he keeps it in the family. Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
I don't know. And Scarlett Johansson, she hooks up with Black Widow hooks up with Winter Soldier later in the books as well. So.
Oh, because Avengers, I thought she had a thing with Hawkeye. And then you thought, watching this, you thought she had a thing for Captain America. I'm like,
that thing with Hawkeye is more of like a...
personal or professional?
Yeah, that one's more professional. The one with Captain is more romantic-wise and whatever. And then later in the book, she becomes with Bucky or whatever.
I was like, maybe she's just a slut.
I wouldn't mind that, then.
And what about the neighbor, Agent 47, I think it was?
That's the one we're talking about. That's Peggy's daughter.
Oh, that's her daughter. Okay.
Yes, and she's the one who has a like on and off relationship with Captain America. So
okay, I wondered because she played a pretty big role.
Yeah, and plus she had her own poster, so you'll be seeing more of her, especially with her joining CIA and some people joining Stark Industries and stuff like that. Shield's going. There's going to be no Shield in the next Avengers movie. So man, I got a lot of questions, dude.
I have
to see the next film to see how they will tie Guardians in with this world now, besides the Infinity Gauntlet. So I have to see. I wonder, personally, I'm looking forward to the next S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show to see if they introduce that element in there of saying, like, oh, S.H.I.E.L.D.'s no more or whatever. So,
oh, wait. The TV show pretty much goes off the fact of the movies, too, right?
They throw in elements of there, so they're like in the back. That's why you don't see Coulson in the movies, because what they're doing in the movie, it's kind of like with the whole Avengers thing. Why the other Avengers don't show up is because they're doing their thing or whatever. So it's all happening in the same time frame.
So you think they're gonna tie in Avengers with Captain America, with what happened?
Oh, yeah. Captain America and Avengers are gonna be tied in. Yeah.
No, I'm at Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I don't know. I'm curious to see that, so I'm actually looking forward to the next episode.
That's another question. Jeez. Marvel's so awesome.
See, I'm just saying, like, it keeps your interest, doesn't it? Like,
when was the last time any movie franchise did this? I don't think it's happened.
It's never happened. We can talk about trilogies have done it, but this is trilogies of different movies doing it, mm-hmm. You know? Which is the most fascinating part about this is that they literally created a world.
I bet you everything's mapped out beautifully.
And I think that's just probably the best. That's when I say these fun movies are exciting, that's the excitement I get out of these movies, is just putting a puzzle together.
Yeah, and it's just a very long puzzle.
It's a very long puzzle that I keep asking more questions than I'm getting answers.
Every movie, you get like 4 answers, but you get like 6 more questions.
Oh, but I saw some set photos, dude, of the opening, possibly the opening for Avengers 2, which starts off with Iron Man and Hulk fighting it out.
I thought they were, like, gay for each other.
Oh, but he's in the Hulkbuster Iron Man costume, or whatever. So I don't know, man. I'm curious because they do fight it out a couple of times in those movies. So I'm just curious to see. I think he said that they were in Africa and they were fighting. And I was like, they just got done filming in Africa too.
Night. Oh man, just Marvel's doing the right thing.
Yeah, I love that studio. That after seeing Captain America 2, I don't question any goddamn thing. They can do whatever. They can suck a dick if they want to. And I'd be like, well, they got a plan for it. there's a reason why he sucked that dick. Just wait and see. Okay? There's a reason why they hired that prostitute. Okay, I'm just throwing that out there. All right. Daryl, he says, speaking of Thor: The Dark World, what's your favorite superhero sequel?
Well, he said sequel. Captain America 2. If he would have said trilogy, Iron Man 3.
Oh, yeah. He's not talking about just Marvel. He's talking about any superhero. Okay, thinking back.
Captain America 2 is the fuck. Oh, any superhero? Dark Knight.
I got like three, actually, I can name off right now.
Dark Knight.
There's Dark Knight, Spider-Man 2, and Captain America 2.
It's tough.
Oh, man.
Those three, because Spider-Man 2 was the best of the three.
Spider-Man 2 is the best of any Spider-Man franchise ever. So.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Dark Knight, I believe, was the best of the Batmans. And Captain America 2 was just the fucking shit.
Yeah, it just rejuvenated the series and all together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because the first one was good, right? It's not nothing... Nothing really like, oh, like, this is amazing.
I would
like,
say it was the weakest one of Phase 1.
Yeah, because it just wasn't memorable. But at the same time, it was still good for pulling off something that was another thing that was probably hard to pull off. But the sequel just, it's kind of like The Hunger Games. It made the first one look bad. That's how good the second one is.
Yeah, and you remember that list I sent you the other day?
That list is bullshit. I'm sorry. Like, that list was interesting, and then I was getting in. Then when I got to the top five, and I was just like, wait a minute, where's the first? Hell no, you can't tell me the first Captain America is better than the Avengers. Get the fuck out of here.
I know.
Not only better than the Avengers, but better than the first Iron Man, too. Well, get the hell out of here. Come on.
Yeah, that list was done by a retard.
Thank you. If you think the first Captain America is better than the first Iron Man and Avengers film, you're a dick, man.
And that was EW too, and they're like I don't want to say respectable because I can't really say that, but
they're credible.
They're credible. There you go. They're credible news source. And this guy was a fucking moron.
Reread the question. He says, "What's your favorite superhero sequel? Not which one is better, but which is your favorite? Which one?
Dark Knight.
I'll go with Spider-Man 2." I think I watch that one like every all the time. I love that boots. I love Spider-Man too. I remember wanting to be Spider-Man so badly to see that movie.
Yeah, and this guy, he said Thor: The Dark World is the Batman and Robin of the Marvel Universe. I'm like, fuck you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He did say, I remember I read it because I did read the thing. I was like, oh, get the hell out of here.
Thor: Dark World is actually pretty good.
Batman and Robin.
I would say Iron Man 2 was the weakest.
I'll tell you this right now. I don't think anything is Batman and Robin besides Batman and Robin.
No, you would say Batman and Robin. You say Amazing Spider-Man would probably be Batman and Robin.
No, I wouldn't even put that on that level. I wasn't offended. At least I can say there was something good in Amazing Spider-Man, and that was Emma Stone and her dad. At least they were good in the film. But Batman, I don't remember a damn thing being good in that film.
Yeah, whatever.
The only thing good about that film is a concept of Batgirl, Robin, and Batman getting together. That's it.
Yeah.
But when you see it laid out, you're like, wow. I kind of don't want to see that concept now. Uncle Alfred, what the fuck? Got to be kidding me here. Oh, my God. I've seen cartoons get it better than that movie did.
Oh, that movie was terrible.
It was fucking horrible, man. Oh, get the hell out of here. Carol, she says, and this is the last question we got here, favorite Marvel film of all time and your favorite that is not the Avengers.
I hate you, Carol, for saying that.
Yeah, girl, I'm about to say the Avengers is my favorite. Well, she has two questions, I guess, then. So Avengers is my favorite.
Avengers is my favorite.
Avengers just...
Oh, fuck. fuck, man.
We'd say the Avengers is their favorite all. I mean, look what it does. I know a lot of people.
You get
saying,
2 hours of enjoyment.
And that alien invasion at the end was spectacular.
That's a scene you can watch over and over again and be, still enjoy it every time.
When I'm eating or something like that, when I make something at home or whatever, and I don't have any anything to watch or anything, like, I put that movie in and watch that last fight scene that happens.
Mm-hmm.
You get to see every character shine in what they do. They all do their technique. I love that scene when Iron Man is flying around and he lands on the ground and shoots a bunch of Tatari, and then he shoots at Captain America's shield and he blasts it back and he flies up and you see Hawkeye shooting an arrow. But I was like, that scene right there is amazing, dude. That one sounded like shields in my spine. When they did a double team move, I was just like, who did the choreography on these fight scenes?
Well, we know now.
Whoever's doing the choreography on all these fight scenes and the way that they're editing it, those guys deserve some credit as well, because damn. I think that's the best thing of the Marvel film, the choreography of all the fights.
Yeah.
My favorite, that is not the Avengers.
No, they're saying Marvel. Are they talking like every, like Spider-Man, X-Men? Or is she just talking about the Marvel universe going on now?
It's funny how people separate the three now.
Well, Sony owns Spider-Man, so it's not part of the universe.
Sony is never going to let that go. I can tell you that right now. And Sony is on that ass of Spider-Man. If anybody thinks the studio is not involved in this sequel that's coming out, you are dead fucking wrong.
When do you get to see that?
When's that come out?
I think 4th. Was it 4th July or June?
May 2nd, actually.
Yeah, oh, May?
May 3rd.
I thought it was 4th July.
It's May 3rd.
No, that's Transformers.
Yeah. Alright, if I have to do all Marvel, if we'll say that, Spider-Man, of course. But if I don't, then I keep it in the universe. I'll go with...
That's a tough question. I'm just, like, racking my head.
I'll go with Iron Man, just on the safe side. First Iron Man. I can't really pick one, to be honest, so I'm just going to go with Iron Man, so... Ghost Rider is your favorite?
No. Spirit of Vengeance? Yes, no.
Oh, you love that movie, yeah.
I'm torn between Iron Man 3 and Winter Soldier.
That's a hard one.
They're both so good. But I would say Winter Soldier due to the fact that... No, I would say Iron Man 3 due to the fact that of the ending of Iron Man 3. You want to see how the fuck this is going to play out now.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Because that's one of the ultimate questions right there.
That one does ask some questions. You know, yeah, you notice in the phase two of Marvel films, it seems like the heroes wanted to give up. Iron Man blew up his suits. Thor was about to hand over his hammer. Captain America just dropped his shield and let it fly off or whatever. It's mm-hmm. like, why do y'all want to give up? Don't do this to me.
Hulk can't give up, but...
Yeah. I wish that scene in the Avengers was happening now where... him and Iron Man was having that conversation of you can control it or whatever. He's like, oh, at least you motherfuckers can take off your armor if you'd like to, you know?
In Hawkeye, well, Hawkeye could give up.
Could he really? Because now, he's a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent. And remember in Captain America 2, they exposed all the agents. That's another thing you got to think about, too, is they expose all that. Everybody knows who this man is now. They know his real name and all that, so...
And where was... I mean, all these movies take place, like, in a circle, right?
Yeah.
Like Thor 2 happened after Iron Man, and Captain America...
I think it was happening during Iron Man.
So it's happening during, so that's the reason why no one's going out to help him.
Yeah, and plus because these threats are not that big to where it needs the whole team.
I think the Thor Dark World one did.
Yeah, the Thor Dark World one, but Thor can handle that one, and he did.
And Captain America might have needed some help. Well, he got Falcon.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's just a Winter Soldier. I mean, like you said, he got the Falcon and all that. So, I mean, it's just nothing really...
Well, it was Winter Soldier until the Hydra ship came up.
And the Hydra shit, he can handle that too, whatever. And, so, and then in Iron Man 3, it's just... they thought it was just a terrorist attack. So, I mean, you know, it's nothing like a fucking alien invasion happening or anything like that. Or Ultron destroying everything. So you know, these things that they take care of, they can handle it themselves.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm going to say Iron Man 3.
You go with Iron Man 3? Okay.
Because that's the ultimate question. Especially after a surgery. I'm like, oh, how's this going to work now?
Yeah, that one answers a lot of questions at the end too. Oh my God. Ugh.
That's the all. That's like the alt. Well, you also got Captain America's like, what's going on with S.H.I.E.L.D. now? Since all the secrets are exposed.
Oh my God. Yeah, Shield is gone now, no more. So yeah.
Oh, too bad Thor didn't do anything like that.
Yeah, Thor. The Thor.
His only thing was he's on Earth. Like, what the fuck? That's not really a cliffhanger.
It is for Thor 3, but not for the Avengers.
Okay, because this is all leading up to Avengers. We know that.
Yeah, and it leads up to the sequels too, because I think that's one other thing that Marvel movies do a good thing on is that not only do they add more to the sequels that are coming out, but they add more to the together film as well.
Do you think there's gonna be three movies for each one?
For the main characters, yeah. For Thor, obviously they're gonna be because they already announced Thor and Captain America. They might be for now too for the other ones because they're getting a fucking 2020. What was it, 26 or 8?
28. But we need a Hulk movie though. We need a Hulk movie with Ruffalo.
I think they don't really care about the Hulk movie right now because of the simple fact that they trying to put in, Black Panther and Miss Marvel and Doctor Strange.
Is
And all
Falcon gonna do anything?
Who?
Falcon.
It looked like he's gonna be a big part in Captain America 3 after that ending.
I did too. I thought he was gonna be like. Nick Fury wanted him. So
I
I
mean,
kind of
they're going
wonder.
looking with Captain America for Bucky, so I can see that happening. He does become an Avenger, obviously, later in the movie.
And you said Iron Patriot does too?
Yeah, or War Machine, whatever he's gonna be.
Whatever.
That's gonna be sweet. So yeah, we're gonna get a lot of shit
And
coming
they
up.
talk. They said Strange, and did you catch that?
Yeah, I said it in my review that they said.
Well,
Stephen
your review
Strange.
Was really choppy on your audio, but
yeah, it was horrible. Yeah, Stephen Strange came out. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, I caught that. I'm like, did anyone, I'm like looking around the theater. Like, anyone else catch that?
Yeah, it was like it was in the scene. People were they talking to that guy where after they kicked him off that roof, and he was like, "We got missiles pretty much on everyone and stuff like that." Even like Stephen Strange, and I was just like, "Wait, but that's Doctor Strange's name."
And because I told you what people's reaction was when they saw who Winter Soldier was, I'm like, "You guys are idiots! It was in the fucking trailer."
I could have sworn Marvel even came out and said who it was. I mean, that's like no mystery there. Like, I don't know why like people think that's like a mystery or something. Like the people with the if Gwen dies in the Amazing Spider-Man movie and people go, oh, I didn't see that coming. Be like, come on, nah, he really.
We know Mary like, Jane's what? The main interest.
Gwen was the first one, but obviously she dies, and her death is the biggest death in comic book history.
Yeah, and they had a Mary Jane for Amazing Spider-Man 2, but they pushed it back to 3.
Because Shane Lynn Woodley, Will, whatever her fucking name is, because of a casting problem, because she's doing a sci-fi TV show.
Yeah, she was in Deliverant too, wasn't it?
She can go fuck herself. I'd have dropped that show in a heartbeat. I would have dropped that show. Do you not hear the universe they want to create with the Spider-Man thing? You want to do a sci-fi TV show? Okay, whatever.
And it's probably going to get canceled after like 4 episodes?
Thank you, yes. I mean, I know sci-fi has its viewers, but it ain't like fucking AMC, HBO, or anything like that. So I know goddamn well you just didn't push back a Spider-Man movie that could make your career for some fucking goddamn sci-fi channel show. What the fuck is wrong with you? Are you the star of that movie? No. Then I mean, that show, then why the fuck would you stick? What the hell?
Yeah, it's like really, you're not really putting your priorities at point. You're thinking this TV show will make you a better name, but not really.
No, nobody credits sci-fi channel people. Come on now. So, and number two is, I'm pretty sure you can do both.
Yeah, TV shows, they do what, an episode a week?
Yeah.
And I mean, if it's a sci-fi show, that's a lot of green screen. So there's a lot
exactly.
of there's a lot of post-production.
Mm-hmm.
So it really doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I would not push a franchise where they want to make spin-offs and universe and things and say, "Ah, no, I really."
So if I was, if I wasn't Sony and she says, "I'm going to do this sci-fi movie," or sci-fi, I would have too, because you're like, you know what you're doing here. This is like
Sony wants to create something, so
yeah,
you don't have time.
Yeah, it's like you gotta put all your time in, because look at Samuel Jackson. How many movies has he done besides Avengers? A lot.
Oh my God, yeah. He's done like, what, last year he did 2, I think, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Old Boy and, I forgot
the name. And he had a big role in Old Boy.
Yeah, huge role. And even in RoboCop, he played a role in this one, knowing that a month later he'd be in a Captain America.
Yeah. So it's mind-boggling why you would do that. I mean, yeah, she's a good actress. She's got the Mary Jane look.
She wasn't good in that Divergent film, that's for sure.
she's got a good look, so it just does not make any sense why you would choose TV over movies, which you're gonna guarantee make a shitload of money.
I could see if it was like Walking Dead or something like that, then I would back it up. If you're gonna be around for the whole season of Walking Dead, I would say like Breaking Bad, Walking Dead, anything like that. If you would have been a part of a season of or anything, I could see that. But it's a sci-fi
And
show.
look at okay, look at Robert Downey Jr. He signed on for what, six movies?
I actually forgot his. I think it was more than six though, but I think he's pretty much. Well, I don't know what his new contract is now.
Well, I would say he's the biggest star of the Avengers.
He's kind of like the second consultant on things.
Yeah, and he gave up a lot of stuff.
But like he told Chris Evans, this is gonna make your career right here. You're gonna have people knocking at your door to direct their film and shit like that, because that's what Chris Evans wanted to do. He wanted to direct, and he was like telling Robert Downey Jr. he couldn't get a script off the ground, or whatever. But he's like, well, you need to take this movie in because people are gonna be knocking. And look at Chris Evans; he's a huge fucking star now.
Yeah. That's
People
why,
think
do you
he's
think she would,
serious.
you know what Marvel would have told her? Marvel would have fucking fired her.
Oh hell yeah! They would have replaced her ass. You saw they had no trouble doing that with Edward Norton. Come on now, they would have replaced her.
When Norton, you know what Norton did? He goes, okay, do Mark Ruffalo.
I'll do.
He said he handpicked Ruffalo to succeed him. That is one, that's fucking guts for giving up your job to someone else.
And what has he done since? The Bourne movie. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, she needs, I mean, you're in a Spider-Man movie, guaranteed it's gonna make 400 million probably worldwide, maybe
That's a
five.
guarantee right there already. Guarantee he's gonna succeed. If a Spider-Man movie ever failed, I'd be shocked by it personally. Spider-Man is a license to print money. I don't give a damn how bad or good it is, whatever.
It's
You know what I mean?
like, you know, it's like turning down like a Spielberg movie. Or you can
Yeah.
say even if it's a Michael Bay action movie, it's gonna make money.
Yeah. Just known things, whatever. But
Yeah.
well, people, that's the end of our show. We went on a long rant about just Marvel in general sucking its dick, whatever. My tattoo on my dick was growing even larger. People, has been Throwback Tuesday, episode 45. I'm the phenomenal one. MovieSportsPodcast.com.
You
I
done?
just can't.
You done? This is Z from the
Marvel.
fancritic.com.
Marvel, yes.
We're gonna do a next throwback just of Marvel.
Marvel. We're gonna call it Marvel Throwback, by the way.
Gonna review the Captain America Kurt Russell movie.
Marvel throw. Which, by the way, speaking of this movie, Day of the Dead, did you hear the word throwback a couple of times in the movie?
A little bit.
Oh, a little. Okay, all right
They were
then. We'll
predicting the
catch you people
future.
next week. Later, bastard.
Later.